Welcome to Freak of the Week. It's the spin-off show from the Media Freak podcast that pits two of our co-hosts against each other with two campaigns that they've seen recently that they think should be crowned Freak of the Week. This week, it's myself, Jack, and we've got Harriet, who's not in the host seat for once.
It's weird. Hello, listeners. I'm not sure how comfortable I feel not being in the anchorwoman seat. But there you
I feel powerful, and I've got to say, I like it. It's pretty good. I can understand why you do it now.
Well, don't get used to it.
Yeah. Next time you can do it, given that I took about seven tries to do that opener. But let's get into it. So this week, I have gone for another mass market campaign. Obviously, last week I chose Jet 2 Holidays, which is brilliant. I've gone for something a little bit more niche, but it's still from a mass market brand. So recently, McDonald's ran a campaign for Filet-O-Fish. And Filet-O-Fish is an interesting campaign choice, right? You may not know this, Harriet, but I used to work at McDonald's.
No, I did not. Was that your Saturday job?
Yeah. So for 3 years, I worked at McDonald's in the sort of like weekday evenings and on Saturdays. And I wasn't very good. I had no stars. And I ended up being the guy who wipes the tables because I was crap at doing the orders. But the point I was going to make is that I sold in 3 years two Filet-O-Fish the entire time I was there, because it's obviously an objectively crap burger compared to the others. But I think it was really interesting that they kind of honed in on this sandwich to make a campaign about it, right? Because it's kind of one of their original sandwiches. And so the reason that I've chosen this campaign is because it's got a really kind of cool action or act at the core of it that they pulled out into their other channels, and it's actually a sort of, you know, a proper kind of comms idea. So basically, they have found this UK Facebook group from 2012, so already Facebook nostalgia. Weird that that's now a nostalgic thing. And it had like,
do they
six...
still exist?
Yeah, well, this is what I thought. I couldn't believe it. So from 13 years ago, and it had just six members. And basically they've taken it and sort of used it as a kind of a core for a celebration of this much misunderstood sandwich. And so they have, they basically revived a very ancient brand asset in the form of Filet-O-Fish, the character from the 1960s or whatever. And basically run this campaign that is calling from all the Filet-O-Fish lovers to others like them, saying that they're not alone. And they've kind of taken it from this kind of very social first campaign of trying to get people together and then pulling it out into their kind of out of home stuff. They even made it onto like a Glastonbury flag, various kind of print activations, and kind of all through paid and owned comms. It's quite weird, but I really feel like it's a lot of effort to go through to make a campaign that's quite rich, when they could have just done a hell of a lot of like buy a Filet-O-Fish and, you know, like a simple price point, but they went much kind of deeper on the nostalgia, and that's why I love it.
Yeah. Do you want my views on it now, or do you want me to give you a counter campaign? I feel like I want to say what I want to say.
Okay. What do you reckon?
So I agree with you in the sense that, there's a bit of strategic continuity with McDonald's in the sense that they're really kind of tapping into the nostalgia of their kind of original millennial audiences. And what I mean by continuity is that I think it was in 2023, they did a retro campaign. I think we may have spoken about it in another pod way back when. Yeah, and I think that was also done by Leo Burnett, and they basically had like a 90s teletext inspired ad, which also translated really well across TV and out of home. So I think for this specifically, it translates itself really well across TV, out of home, and digital, because it did. I have seen the article about the what's it called, this one?
I think they're just calling it like the Filet-O-Fish Facebook Society of 2012.
But this would be a boring episode if I didn't just, you know, say, yeah, yeah, that's great, Jack. Very well done. So, yes, whilst I like it and I appreciate what it's doing, yeah, it is niche. It is a filet-o fish at the end of the day. And you only sold three way back when in 3 years. So whilst you're tapping into that kind of familiarity, you're not brand building with the Gen Zs of the world that are probably going to go for a vegan, what's it called? Mac burger? What are they called? McBurgers?
McPlant.
Oh, McPlants.
A McBurger.
So a McBurger. A McBurger, they could call it. McBurger.
There you go.
So, yeah, I mean, I like it. Nice. But staying within the category, I have a reactive out-of-home campaign that I think trumps Filet-O-Fish, the Facebook group.
Okay.
And it's Mackie D's biggest competitor, which is Burger King. So, well, I think it's the biggest competitor. We may need to fact check that.
Well, I don't know. It could be KFC.
Yeah.
It's a rival burger joint.
Yeah. Rival burger joint. Yeah. So, plot summary. McDonald's recently added the Big Arch burger to their menu.
Delicious.
And I think the global campaign for that was managed by Leo Burnett as well.
Yeah.
And they had a billboard with the out of home add-on in London somewhere, which basically read Big Arch for Big McDonald's Hunger. Now, Burger King, or the agency, BBH, quickly took note of this and decided to place a digital ad van with almost the same visual imagery, but with the Whopper as the burger, as in the BK Whopper, with the copy "Official Arch Nemesis." Now, I just thought that was really, really funny. But why do I think it's better than Filet-O-Fish?
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Well, first of all, it's reactive. And I like things when they feel quick and smart rather than overly constructed. And what's really good about this is they've really managed to kind of flip a McDonald's product launch for something new into a brand building win for themselves. Similarly, in the same way as, I don't know, perhaps Lidl are doing at the moment with Aldi when they're doing these tongue-in-cheek competitive rivalry things with Sainsbury's and Tesco's and stuff.
Sure.
So, and I like the way they're tapping into their own brand heritage with a classic product and ultimately trying to create a cultural buzz, but maybe the opposite way round, because it's not social first, but that's obviously the agenda, right? So that's why I like it more than Filet-O-Fish, but I'm prepared for you to argue that point.
I mean, to be honest with you, I actually think it's a great bit of reactive planning. That I think it's classic challenger behavior, isn't it? If you're second in the category, your whole thing is just lobbing spears at the big beast. And for McDonald's, that is quite that's quite an easy target. I would say the Big Arch is delicious. I've had one; they're lovely, and Whoppers are also delicious. As a buyer of both, but I think it's always impressive when you see big brands turning around reactive messaging quickly, because it looks like a really quick, easy thing to do. But of course, there's usually hoops you've got to jump through. There's various layers of approval. So doff my cap to Burger King at being able to turn something like that around relatively quickly. I mean, how many people outside of LinkedIn will have seen it? I don't know. True that.
It'll probably appear on an award submission at some point, right?
Yeah, I'd imagine so. I mean, they also run other activity for the Whopper, so it kind of makes sense. I think it's quite straight back. It's route one. There's not a huge amount of insight that's gone into it. And I'm always like, where's the insight? Like, what's the kind of cool cultural hook that you've gone onto?
Agreed.
And I guess Arch Nemesis is a good bit of copy, but
agreed. And one thing I would say, and sorry to cut you off there, but one thing I would say, and maybe I give you the point for this, is that, you know, the strategic execution and planning for the McDonald's campaign, you know, wins, really. If I'm true to myself. That said, I like what I like. So
the thing is, you don't have to agree with me, I suppose, but it's like I just feel like they're, if you're putting something on there that's like arch nemesis, it just makes me think, quite like that Big Arch burger. That's the problem with challenger behavior, when it's too kind of like pointing at the big players. Unless you are truly like a sort of small, plucky brand. I mean, Burger King is still a multinational corporation, right? So it's like challenger, but how challenger? I don't know. It's still really good, though.
Yeah, and what it's got is potential. Like, they don't need to. They don't need to stop there. This could be the start of something that, you know, generates more and more social buzz, which could turn into a bit of a content series. So I like the fact that they could do more with it.
And
I think they should.
Yeah, I mean, like the Burger King thing, like there's loads of ways that you can take that, and like, you know, it's like Pepsi and Coke always have like the two sort of like facing off against each other. There's probably, like, with a bit of social listening, they could probably unearth some interesting, like, there's probably a certain type of person that prefers a Whopper to a Big Arch, right? So maybe there's like, maybe that's where they go with it.
True that. Well, we'll soon to find out. Maybe we should go for a Whopper and a Big Arch, and next week we can report back on the taste test.
We can have an extremely smelly podcast recording.
So who's won?
I feel like you did kind of, like, the point around like the reactive nature of it, I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, yay. Wow. I should not do anchoring more often. Yeah. I feel like I've got the upper hand here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying feeling powerful. You're enjoying being the smarmy comms one.
Yeah, something like that. Well, it's been a pleasure, Jack.
Nice. Well, we will be returning next week with probably another combination of hosts and some different campaigns to put head to head. If you agreed with what we said this episode, let us know. If you thought we were chatting absolute breeze, which, you know, maybe we were, let us know as well. Hit us up on the Instagram DMs or slide into our LinkedIn DMs if people do that. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you next week. Bye bye.
See ya.